pretend an intimate life. You must have a skeleton key and open it. Someone from another county. Well, how the hell have you found me? Are you dreaming of the stranger that turns you on? Bangs or no bangs, button or unbutton, show the fangs. Direct message and aggressive, come on, light me up. 'Cause all I need, a pretty casual decision, an omit and omission, giving you a skeleton key.
Dave Radio, Fridays at noon on CITR.
Wow, wow, Dave, you're so sway. Oh, Dave, I like your shave.
And we're the Daves. I'm David Badanek.
I'm Dave Campbell.
I'm Dave Frank.
We're the Daves.
And you're listening to CITR FM 101.9.
CITR Radio.
And these are the Daves of our lives.
It is Friday, the 6th of November, 2020, and this is Dave Radio with Radio Dave on the radio. We're broadcasting live on CITR 101.9 FM and streaming on the World Wide Web at CITR.ca from an undisclosed location somewhere on the unceded territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh people. On the program today, it's the first Friday of the month, and we've got a stack of new local music for you. Plus, more news about upcoming shows in the local theater community, the final cold reading series of 2020, the third mini fringe festival of the year, and Shindig is back. Plus, upcoming auditions on Call Board. It's the Radio for Shut-Ins version of Vancouver's go-to hour for local independent theater, film, and music, and it starts right now. Don't touch that dial. Well, hey, hi, how are you? How the heck are you? It's good to be here. Gotta love it. Good to see ya. I can't see you. This is radio. Who am I kidding? But it's good to be here. Hope you're having a good time. It's November already. Yes, the we've lost our daylight savings time. The dark, gloomy, cloudy, wet days of November are upon us. But hey, we got lots of new music to play for you. This is a group from Prince Rupert called Saltwater Hank, and they recorded this in a studio in Summerland. Just three musicians sitting around a vintage microphone. This is a tune called Sugar Hill.
If I get drunk, if I get drunk, just let me fall, little darling, on the ground. On the ground, on the ground, just let me fall, little darling, on the ground. Bad moon, we bad moon, carry me home, little darling, carry me
started this show 6 years ago. We made it very clear right off the very beginning that this show was all about nepotism, and we're playing music by our friends, by our relatives, by our friends' relatives, and by our relatives' friends. And one of the first people we played was the daughter of my brother's best friend. Her name's Madeline Reed. She was still in high school at the time, and 6 years later, she has really grown in as a great artist. She does duet work with her sister Savannah as Arbutus, and she does her own solo work too. She's got a brand new single coming out next week, but in anticipation of that, we're going to play this one. This is Madeline Reed, and It's Fine.
Picking up the pieces in the early morning, with a change on your face, but I know it still feels the same. And the warmth of your hand that I thought for so long was anger, it's just to tell me you're lost. Close my eyes, I look there every time. And when I see you, I try to explain that making myself better isn't as easy as it seems. And I know I can't change anything, and I shouldn't try. It's fine. far in the afternoon. Chilling cheeks of kindness and sinking into boots. And the warmth of my hand that I wish would emerge in anger. Sees there's no one to blame. And I won't look back, but I still seem to fight. And though I close my eyes, I look there every time. I see you, I try to explain that making myself better isn't as easy as it seems. And I know I can't change anything, and I shouldn't try, but I can't help.
Fire Hall Arts Center and Vancouver Moving Theater present In the Beginning, a cultural sharing. It's part of the 2020 Downtown Eastside Heart of the City Festival. This project began as an exploration of the history of the neighborhood surrounding the Fire Hall Arts Center. Drawing on materials collected from a wide number of different sources, they explored the neighborhood through reference materials and found information on the many different cultural communities who lived and worked there and contributed to the rich history of the neighborhood, as well as to the city of Vancouver. But during this project, they kept coming back to the question of where are the Indigenous voices in this history? So they began the process of seeking out those who could help reveal and unwrap the stories of those who lived in that area prior to contact, colonization, and settlement. This, and the hope to create a greater understanding, is what In the Beginning, a Cultural Sharing, is all about. It's happening at the Fire Hall Arts Center, 280 East Cordova Street, November 4th to the 7th. You can get tickets online at firehallartcenter.ca, or you can phone their box office at 689-0926. That's a 604 number, by the way. And if you want more information about the Heart of the City Festival, you can go to heartofthecityfestival.com.
This is how things get over. Not with a bang, but with a whimper. Lover, hater, hater, lover. Lover, hater, hater, lover. This is how things get better. Hold your breath and wait for summer. Lover, hater, hater, lover. Lover, hater, hater, lover. Where is the best thing now? I guess I put it in the ground. I will carve a record out for you out of a solid block of vinyl. I will carve it like they used to with a hammer and a chisel and a rifle. I will make a record just for you. I will make it like the old days, just as good as I can do with an ugly concentration on my face. Sha-la-la, sha-la-la. Sha-la-la, sha-la-la. Sha-la-la, sha-la-la. Thank you. absence makes the heart grow fonder, so stay away a little longer. Lover, hater, hater, lover. Lover, hater, hater, lover. Is this how things get better? Should I give you back your sweater? Lover, hater, hater, lover. Lover, hater, hater, lover. Where is the best thing now? I guess I put it in the ground. I will carve a record out for you out of a solid block of vinyl. I will carve it like they used to, with a hammer and a chisel and a rifle. I will make a record just for you. Everything back into its place. Sha-la-la, sha-la-la. Sha-la-la, sha-la-la.
The final Cold Reading Series event for 2020 is happening on Monday, November 9th at 7 o'clock. It's a live stream Zoom event from the Havana Theater. And if you're interested in participating as a reader, all you have to do is record a quick 30-second slate that includes your full name, your pronouns, and your three-word hit. A three-word hit is just, you know, three words that identify your qualities. You know, you could say quirky, fun, sporty, or character types like rebel outcast, pompous academic, or hardworking parent. And also in your slate include any previous cold reading experience you might have had. And then you can upload it on Instagram, Facebook, or Twitter, or you can email it to coldreadingseries@gmail.com. And if you just want to watch, you can pre-register at coldreadingseries.com. So once again, that's the Cold Reading Series this coming Monday, 7 o'clock, Monday the 9th, live stream from the Havana Theater.
We'll be right back.
Now, a few months ago, we told you about a call for submissions from Real Wheels Theater to find a playwright living with a disability to become their new artist in residence. The successful candidate for that was Kirsten Kirsch, originally from Toronto, and they're now ready to present her first work. It's called Gympie, a new musical, and it's going to be presented as a virtual reading on the 25th of November. Gympie, a new musical, follows Soren, a young woman with a disability living in Tulsa, Oklahoma, who dreams of becoming a Broadway star. Despite her talent, the theater world isn't really ready to risk casting a person with a disability. Meanwhile, her father, the fictional mayor of Tulsa, insists she follow a more practical career path. Soren meets a musician who recognizes her songwriting talent, and she discovers a different route to her dreams of being a performing artist, helping out her beloved town along the way. Now, in addition to writing this play, Kirsten Kirsch is also playing the lead role, along with actors Sean McDonald, Crystal Dos Santos, and Mason Temple. And it's all directed by Rena Cohen. It happens on the 25th of November, and you can find out more information by going to realwheels.ca. CITR Shindig is coming back next month. This is our classic Battle of the Bands that we've been doing for over 35 years, and we're not going to let a little thing like a virus stop us. Submissions are now being accepted to accommodate for COVID-19 precautions and adapt to a live stream format. Shindig will be live streamed this year from Redgate Art Society, which is at 1965 Main Street. It'll be a little shorter than last year. They're just doing three qualifiers. Or we're just doing three qualifiers, January 5th, 12th, and 19th, with four bands competing every Tuesday night. And then the finals will be happening on Tuesday, January 26th. So we can only consider bands based in Metro Vancouver that have four or fewer band members. And this is to create a safe environment at the venue. Submissions from all ages, genres, and styles are encouraged. We want to get as wide a variety of performers and music as we can get for this. And because it's a Battle of the Bands contest, the winner of each round moves on to the next round until a winner is declared. There's all kinds of great prizes, and it's just a lot of fun. And so if you are interested, if you have a group of four or fewer that want to get up and perform and maybe win some prizes and get some exposure, you want to get on to Shindig. So just go to CITR.ca and find the links to the registration form for Shindig. Application deadline is next Friday, the 13th. So get on board and get on to Shindig.
CITR 101.9 FM.
A center for ants!
What?
We're a radio station broadcasting from UBC Vancouver.
How can we be expected to teach children to learn how to read if they can't even fit inside the building?
Visit CITR.ca.
Derek, it's just a...
I don't want to hear your excuses! The center has to be at least... 3 times bigger than this.
The third in a series of mini fringe festivals is going on right now at Performance Works on Granville Island. There's 4 shows on offer, including Beirut, an apocalyptic love story, Trudeau Mania, the musical, a political roller coaster, Digital Fracture, Voices, an inspired act of expression and joy, and Irreparable Harm, a timely tale of resistance. All 4 are at Performance Works until Sunday. If you want tickets or find out more information, plus the COVID-19 protocols, go to VancouverFringe.com.
Thank you.
United Players is ready for their second show of the season. It's The Red Priest, Eight Ways to Say Goodbye by Mieko Oishi. It's the story of a woman trapped in a loveless and abusive marriage. She's forced by her husband, a rich courtier of Louis XV, Louis XV, if you want, to take violin lessons from an aging and desperate Italian composer who just happens to be Antonio Vivaldi. It's 20 years since the Four Seasons, and he now earns money being a paid entertainer for the wealthy of Europe, staying at their homes, playing concerts of his greatest hits for their guests, and composing personal pieces for his patron. His task, within 6 weeks, get her into shape to play a concerto for the court in Paris. All for a bet. Sounds a bit like Pygmalion. Anyway, The Red Priest stars Tracy Jennison as the woman, Steve James, friend of the show, as Vivaldi, and Giselle Rocha is the violinist. It's directed by Kelty Forsyth. The assistant director is our friend Melissa Wee, and the movement director is another friend of the show, Kayla Dunbar. The whole thing happens at the Jericho Arts Center from the 13th to the 6th of December, and it's also available for online viewing. And we can't emphasize enough that, as with other shows in town, all COVID safety protocols are in place at the Jericho Arts Center. If you want to find out more details, you can go to unitedplayers.com.
I've watched the windows grow dirty. I've seen the kettle turn black. I've heard the gossip turn to pity. Darling, please come back. The last I saw you, it was evening. Your face is sullen as a moon. And every breath you took was heavy. Every tale you told was true. There's a woman in you who loves you like. Sees you as I see you. And now the cottonwood is drifting. The air is weighted as my heart. And every night the sun is sinking. Every crash upon the coastline, a subtle hint to say goodbye. There's a woman in you who loves you like I do. There's a woman in you who sees you.
Our favorite local groups is Veni Dansi, the Métis Dance Music and Culture Organization, and they're getting ready for their annual Louis Riel Day, which is going to be happening on Sunday, November 15th. It's a live stream event that you can get to by going to their website, www.vinnydansi.ca. That's VNIDANSI.ca. There's music by the Louis Riel. There's going to be performances by the Louis Riel Métis Dancers, Yvonne Chartrand, music by the J.G. Lavely Band, a film by Justin Ducharme, and lots, lots more. It's going to be a fun night. It's a pay-what-you-can event, so just go to vinnydansi.ca and register, get your tickets, and get ready for a fun night of Métis dancing and culture on November the 15th.
Spirits inside your bones move through your heart. You've got no saying from the start. Spirits inside your bones move through your heart. Now, you're an Indian man, a crazy horse. You're an Indian man, you're Chieftain George.
Time now for the Dave Radio Call Board, featuring auditions and calls for crews, musicians, and other contributors for productions around Metro Vancouver. It is our belief that auditions announced here should be open to artists of all cultural, sexual, gender, ability, and other identities. In fact, we encourage everyone to read for everything. Today is the cutoff to submit for United Players North American premiere of She Sells Seashells by Helen Eastman. It's directed by Sarah Rogers. It runs January 22nd to February 14th at the Jericho Arts Center. They're looking for three actors, two female and one male, age range between 25 and 40. You should be able to do British accents, specifically the soft RP, and a good working class accent. Applications from BIPOC performers is encouraged, and applicants are asked to submit a self-tape with headshot and resume by today, Friday the 6th of November. Send it to Sarah at sarahrogers28@gmail.com. Sides, character breakdowns, and more information can be found at unitedplayers.com. And auditions will be either by Zoom or in person with all COVID safety protocols observed. The Arts Club is currently accepting general auditions by tape and encouraging all artists to submit. Applications are not limited solely to actors. Artists can mean actor, director, designer, choreographer, fight director, intimacy director, etc., etc., etc. And note that the Arts Club will roll out an initiative for local playwrights very soon, and they will be accepting those proposals at that time. Whether or not you have worked with or auditioned with the Arts Club before, they want to hear from you. While submissions from artists across the country will be accepted, priority will be given to those within British Columbia. Just send an email to auditions@artsclub.com and include a blurb about yourself, a copy of your headshot and resume in one PDF, a private or unlisted YouTube or Vimeo link to your 5-minute video. The video is where you get to introduce yourself, show your skills, whatever that means to you. Be as broad as possible. Allow for your artistry to shine. If you're a director or a choreographer, you're welcome to submit footage from past productions. And if you have any questions on how to present your work, don't hesitate to reach out. Deadline for submissions to the Arts Club General Auditions are Thursday, November the 12th. And the email address, once again, is auditions@artsclub.com. If you want details of these or other audition notices, you can go to VancouverActorsGuide.com or Vancouver Public Library at vpl.ca. And if you have a notice that you'd like read on the air, you can share it on the Dave Radio Facebook page, or you can email DaveRadioPodcast@hotmail.com.
Thank you. been so long. I'ma need a holder. Now we're gonna like it's supposed to be. Pulling the rock from up under my feet. Yeah. I don't need much, but I need some. Maybe halfway we can rewrite. And I could forget all this stupid shit. I would go again and get used to it. Won't swing. That shit'll teach you some new things. Fuck him, repeat and stop speaking. What compromise are we reaching? But as long as we break even, as long as we break even, and you give me a reason to, and I don't mind giving it to you. As long as we break even, as long as we break even, and you give me a reason to, and I don't mind giving it to you. Is this the way it's gonna go? Just pick me up for the past one, babe. I know you're sleeping on signs, babe. That don't matter to me. As long as you'll be there whenever I need you most. You hold me down so I keep you close. If you let your baby, I'm going ghost, yeah. Even if I'm not supposed to. But I'll probably be back too soon. I can't keep away from you.
That's our show. Thanks for spending your lunch hour with us. Music today was by Saltwater Hank, Madeline Reed, Veda Hilly, Cora and the Moon, Dave Cherub, Means, Pacha Papa, Carmana, Wayne Lavely, Battle Cat, and Potato Head People. Remember, if you want to keep in the know about theater happenings and not happenings in these wacky times, check out Theater Wire, createastir.ca, and Colin Thomas's Fresh Sheet. If you missed any or all of today's show or want to relive glorious moments from the past, check out our podcast archive at CITR.ca. And you can also find us on player.fm. And remember to like, share, and subscribe because Sharon deserves it. Stick around. Audrey's up next with Too Dreamy, followed by Beppe Crespin at 2, and our very own star on the BC Entertainment Walk of Fame, Nardwar the Human Serviette at 3:30. Dave Radio will return next week at the same time. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.
to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Watch the glowing light and it's dying.